He's had some other good games in his career, you know. That was a good one, though. But, I mean, it all depends on how he sees it. But he played extremely well last week. Yeah. Yeah, we do. We'll get that done here, I'm sure, sometime today.
How's it going to prepare for the Bengals, knowing, you know, that they don't have Gio, they don't have AJ? How different is that for you?
They have Andy. They have Vontez. You know, they have good players, good coaches, you know, good football team. So, again, it's a tremendous challenge for us. But, you know, I know a lot of people, you know, when you lose your best players, it's different, no doubt. But they still have a lot of good players and they still have the quarterback. You know, they have the quarterback of their offense, quarterback of their defense, and quarterback of their special teams is back, Cedric Pierman. So they're a good football team.
First time they played with you, they put up 559 yards.
Don't remind me.
Sorry.
Okay.
What do you take away from that game, or did you just throw that in the trash can as you
prepared? I wish I could throw it in the trash can. I can't do that. I mean, it was a beatdown. I mean, they beat us pretty soundly there in Cincinnati. And, you know, and we didn't play as well as I thought we could. So our goal is to go out and play better football, you know, play winning football here at home against a team that's a good football team. So that's what we're looking forward to.
They obviously all sting, losses. Is that anything more to it? Cincinnati and just the emotions of that?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't like losing at all, you know. So it stung doubly, I guess, when we look at it. I mean, it was right after my birthday, the whole nine yards. So didn't feel good. You know, again, I mean, that's part of it. That's kind of the way it's been this season. And I'll keep saying it, you know, they better get us now, you know. But these guys are going to go out and play well on Sunday. I got that feeling because of the way we practice, and I felt that way all year. Now we got to go do it. You know, we can't talk about it. It's, the proof is in doing it. So I think we've given ourselves a good chance with a good week of work to go out and compete and play. So we'll go do that.
Was on our conference call earlier this week, and he talked about how he loves you and everything, but he's mad that you left.
I love him too.
Have you heard a lot of that though from guys?
Oh, I have, but that's part of it, you know. I have a lot of respect for those guys. Those guys, they gave me everything they have, offense, defense, and special teams. I was there, so I have a lot of respect for them, but I'm trying to beat them on Sunday just like they're trying to beat me. So it's part of respect that we have for each other, and I have tremendous respect for everybody there, but I'm trying to win a game, you know, and I do. My personal feelings has nothing to do with this game, you know. The personal relationships I have nothing to do with this game. This is about winning and losing, and so that's what it'll be about on Sunday.
The natural question is, you know, considering everything Marvin told us about succession plan and everything, you ever think about what if?
That is so in the past. It's not even funny. I'm here and embedded here, and my record is what it is. I don't, like, you don't look back, you know. I'm looking forward, and can't wait for the day that I'm sitting in an opportunity to be playing to go to the playoffs, you know. So I won't look back on any of those decisions made. I'm where I'm supposed to be and doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
You obviously, Robert didn't play the first time against Cincinnati, but mm-hmm. Terrell was also real limited and Corey wasn't there. Do you think your offense is going to look completely different than it did however many weeks ago that was?
I hope it does. I want it to. I want us to play consistent football. And, you know, again, the key to our offense is our quarterback, how he plays, you know, and we have to protect him. We have to find ways to make plays, you know, with the ball, you know, as those players you mentioned, Terrell and Corey and our backs and our tight ends, Gary Barnett, and, you know, we want to play consistent Browns football, and that's what we're looking forward to doing.
What makes you confident that that Robert is so ready, given that it's been so long and you can't really tell in practice?
Right, it's practice. You know, that's all I can go by right now, and the confidence that I know he has, and you know, the fact that I know he's played, but not played a lot in the last couple of years, and that's why I said yesterday, you know, I don't want anybody to I want everybody to understand, if it doesn't go well, it may not. You know, there's that possibility. And if it does, that's great too, you know, and that's the plan. But if it doesn't, I'm not going to look at it and say, oh, my God, this is failure. Now, I don't think it says that. I think, again, here's a young player who hadn't played in a while. There could be a lot of rust there, and there could not be. So let's give him the benefit of the doubt.